hour number three, San Diego Sports Leader. It's the Mighty 1090. Got to get to our NFL picks. I do want to make a quick point here as we get rolling with you in hour number three. We're going to talk a little bit about Matt Kemp from, in my opinion, somebody who played center field as well as anybody at Petco Park, Tony Gwynn Jr. I don't know that anybody's played the position better, played the outfield better than Tony Gwynn Jr. That would include Mike Cameron, Cameron Maben, Jim Edmonds. Yeah, I throw that in there because I'm rattling off center fielders. Andrew Jones came in here for a spell, not in a Padre uniform, but towards the tail end of his Braves career. Tony played it as well as anybody, in my opinion. I know the pitchers absolutely loved Tony Gwynn Jr. running around center field for them. They really did. The pitchers for the Padres, when the Padres decided they were going to move on, like, they were upset. You know, they really were. Like, they knew they had to get a little offense in here, but they loved watching that guy go and track baseballs. And several of them told me that they thought this guy played it as well as anybody. So we'll get his thoughts on playing the outfield at Petco Park, which is obviously a story and something that I think should be discussed relative to Matt Kemp. Trade still not official, as Jordan just told you about. Going to have a lot of medical reports to gloss over. Kemp's been on the DL a time or two, missed significant time 2 seasons ago, played over 150, if I'm not mistaken. I said I wasn't even going to drop statistics on you today, just because this deal is so much more than just singling out individual statistics, and some of which people know and some of which people don't. But I'm not going to get into spray charts and hit charts and batting average ball
hot
and
zones.
Things like that, hot zones, right. Yeah, I'm just not going to get into that because I do think that this is a little bit of a bigger picture, and we'll have plenty of time to discuss all of it. Maybe 81 games at Petco Park, he's just not going to like it. I know in whatever sample size it's been that he's got some pretty good numbers, but, you know.
He played in 150 games last season. To everyone's point on, oh, the upside of Yasmani Grandal, here's the thing. If I were to say to you, if Yasmani Grandal is healthy, what kind of player is he? We still don't know. There are still a ton of questions about Yasmani Grandal and who he is after all the biogenesis, the suspensions, and now the injuries. If Matt Kemp is healthy, you know what kind of player he is. And there's a massive difference in trying to compare that.
Yeah, all right. So we'll get into all of that. But as mentioned here, we'll get Tony Gwynn Jr. set up. He is good enough to join us in studio this afternoon. I was so happy when I found out he was just even going to be calling into this show. But he decided to stop on by. That's always appreciated. Spent some time in Los Angeles. Was a teammate with Matt Kemp. I'm gonna guess. Still remains a friend today. It was good to see you, my friend. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I missed you at the Manchester Grand Hyatt.
Yeah. It was a hectic day yesterday. So
yeah, I'm told. Now, tell everybody, especially because, you know, everybody here would care greatly about this, as Tony joins us in studio, the Gibby Awards, the Lifetime Achievement. Tell us a little bit about exactly why the whole family was down.
Well, we got an invite from the commissioner. I think he was the one who alerted my mother about it. And we've known about it for a little bit, so we've been preparing ourselves as such for that day. And it was tough. I mean, anytime you're, you know, reliving the whole my dad passing and stuff, it's a tough situation. But I think we handled it pretty well, especially my mother. She did a great job.
Well, good. And not enough nice things can happen, certainly, to everybody, to the entire family. So even given the circumstances there, I'm glad you guys had that moment, too.
Thank you.
Even just walking around the winter meetings, it's a trip, huh? Have you ever been to one?
I haven't been to one. That can be chaotic. I mean, you got all the GMs walking around. You got a few presidents walking around. Managers. I mean, I've run into Buddy at least 3 times in that period of time that I was down there. So I can see if you're one of those guys who is on the trading block, it could be a little hectic if you're actually in the winter meetings.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. Now, you're walking through there as well. I mean, are people stopping you as you're walking through?
Yeah, I mean, everybody, you know, generally the people who I've either played for or have seen me play, they're stopping me, talking to me, asking me how I'm doing. Generally, it was about emotionally how I was doing. But you know, for the most part, it's good to, you know, when you've been away from people baseball for a while, it's generally nice to see everybody and just to say hello.
I'm talking to Tony Gwynn here in studio. You know, it was from a media standpoint, you know, which is a different perspective than you have. It's been a really intriguing couple of days in San Diego. From a player standpoint, do you find yourself doing what I do, what Marty does? We sit here and we go, wow, that's happening. Wow, Cespedes is going there. Wow, Latos is doing this. Wow, Kemp, obviously, which we'll ask you about in more specifics.
Yeah.
But as a player, do you still find yourself going, wow, or do you get conditioned that nothing really takes you by surprise because you live it?
I think it kind of depends on how the offseason. This has been it's been pretty slow free agent market. And generally, in a slow free agent market, that means the trades at some point are just going to be an avalanche of trades. So it seems like we've hit that point here in the last couple of days where nothing was really happening, and then bam, four, five, six trades happen, and they're all concerning big guys who are involved in it. So, yeah, you know, I came back from my workout, and I pretty much was head straight here, and I got a call from D earlier today, and he was like, man, I'm down here. They want me to do some interviews. Can I work out with you today? So he shot over. We worked out together.
D. Gordon.
Yeah, and I just left him before I came here. So I had no idea about some of the other things that had been going on. And it was the same thing yesterday. I got home from my workout, and I was like, who got traded? What?
You need a free agent tracker or a trade tracker like the
See,
rest of
when
us.
You're working out, you don't have your phone. Usually my phone would be going bling, bling, you know, all these moves going on. But
you're not scrolling through Twitter making sure you're
seeing I wasn't, you know, because nothing was happening at that point. So it was quite – yesterday was a lot of big moving pieces.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. It's funny you brought up D. Gordon because he gets traded yesterday, which was a little bit of a, oh, I don't know that I saw that one coming.
Right,
I thought
right.
I was under the impression that they really, really liked him and that he was a young and a controllable player, which is what even the Dodgers are looking for those guys. So and then I saw him this morning on television. So wherever he was, like he was doing a baseball camp, and somehow they said, hey, you better get to San Diego. We got to put you on television.
You know, it's funny. What happened was I heard about the news. I FaceTime, and I very ever really FaceTime another guy, but I decided to do it because, you know, that's like my little brother. So I called to see how he was emotionally, and he's in a Dodger uniform. And I just immediately just started cracking up because I knew he was probably out in L.A. and he's probably doing some type of charity event for him. He's like, I got to call you back, man. And you could just see it in his face. Like, he didn't know whether to be excited, whether to be sad. So I called him. He called me back in like the next couple minutes. And, you know, I think it was a little mixed emotion. I think he grew up a Dodger.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's made such progress with the Dodgers. And then as soon as he gets to the point where he can start kind of settling in, they move him, but they move him to home. You know, he's from Orlando,
right.
So he gets to go back home close to his family. I'm assuming he's happy about that, but right now it just seems like it's all working its way in through him. You know what I'm saying?
He was in a Dodger uniform
when
you FaceTimed him.
Yes.
And he had just found out that he had been traded to the Marlins.
He had just found out. And at that time it was still kind of in the air. It wasn't 100% sure. I think that's why he was in the car, like, hanging out, trying to hide a little bit, but eventually it ended up going through, and then he's down here. I got to do some interviews, man. Can I come work out with you? I was like, yeah, absolutely.
Hilarious. I saw him bright and early this morning. I said he wasn't here yesterday.
Yeah.
So somebody put him in a car, a plane, a helicopter, and got him down here.
He actually had to get his bags off of the plane because he was on his way to Florida. He had to get his bags off the plane and head down this way.
Hilarious. Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us in studio. What's that like? You've been through this, you know, traded from the Brewers here to San Diego. What do you do with all your old stuff? Do you get rid of it? Do you send it to Goodwill? Do you keep it? What do you do?
The younger you gets rid of it because you're like, I'll never use this stuff ever again. But, you know, as you play a little bit longer, you realize you can retract your steps and end up in a place you've already been. So maybe you should hang on to it. But I'm sure D hang on. He's a big gear junkie anyway. So
you got rid of your Brewer stuff when you got traded? That's
I got rid of most of it. Got rid of most of it. And it was different for me. I was coming home, like really coming home. You know, it was one thing. You live in Orlando, you're playing in Miami. It's a little different. But
you were LeBron before LeBron.
I was LeBron before LeBron.
We should have played that song for you. I'm coming.
Huh? Yeah.
You've been a teammate of Matt Kemp's.
Yes.
And I have said, I mean, all day, I have said this. I know that people can, and I've said this phrase a lot, so bear with me, everybody out there. You know, you could pick apart statistics and parse stats all you want, sabermetrics. It's a whole new game now. And I'm not saying that there's no value in that. But I think that this is a really, really big picture day for the Padres, in that the most talked about trade happening in all the entire sport sends Matt Kemp to the Padres. You're a teammate of his. I don't know if you guys had a good relationship.
Great relationship.
I don't know if you still do. But your thoughts on Matt Kemp becoming a Padre. What are the Padres getting?
They're getting a gamer. They're getting probably one of the top 10 best athletes in baseball, in my opinion. Matt's done a lot of growing up since I left in 2012. or 13, whatever it was. He's done a lot of growing up, and I think this is a good time for him to be in a situation like this. You think about past Padre trades, when they've been at the forefront of the trade discussions, usually turns out pretty well for him. You know, he's going all back Kevin Brown. I mean, there's all kinds of trades that when they are actually in the top tier of the conversation, mm-hmm. it works out for him. So I think this is a great trade for him, honestly.
And it's also nice to see the marquee guy headed this direction because a lot of times, right, and you've lived your whole life like this, a lot of times the marquee guy is headed the opposite direction.
Right, right. And you know what, though, in his case, I mean, he's been in L.A. his whole life. I mean, that's as big as you're going to get besides New York market-wise. Maybe he's, you know, he's at home. And he's, I mean, at heart, he's a country boy. I mean, he's from Oklahoma. So, I mean, I think for me personally, I think this fits him very well. You know, it's not cameras in your face all the time. And it allows him just to relax and play baseball.
Talking with Tony Gwynn, the outfield at Petco Park, I said this before you came in, not because you were coming in, but I remember when you were playing here, pitchers, they loved having you patrolling out in center field.
Yes.
And I remember they were disappointed when the team decided they were going to move in a different direction because you meant so much to the pitching staff being able to go gap to gap. I don't know that Kemp is going to come in here, that he's going to be a center fielder. He might be a corner outfielder for all we know. I do think he's an upgrade across the board.
Absolutely.
But from that standpoint, playing outfield at Petco Park, he's done it, so it's not like he's completely unfamiliar. It's not a different league or anything. He plays, you know, 10 times a year down here. But if he were to say, hey, Tony, you know, you played really, really well at a high level down at Petco Park. What do I need to know about it? How do you think he fits in there?
I think he fits fine. I think if Matt's healthy, he can play center field. He can play right field. He can play left. I think the two, center and right, are probably his mm-hmm. more comfort levels there. I don't think he needs to change anything. As long as Matt's healthy, he's going to work. I mean, this is probably like the truest ballpark you're going to play in. The ball's not going to carry. It's not going to die. It's just going to do what it's supposed to do, you know? So I think he's going to be just fine. I think he's going to, like I said, this is a win for the Padres as far as, you know, when they talk about who got the better of the trade. In my opinion, they got the better end of that trade.
So this gets the Gwynn stamp of approval.
Absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely.
That's all people need to hear. They don't need to hear me talking anymore. I could shut the microphone off and go home.
I'm just saying. I've always been, I mean, after, I got to watch Matt when he was, I mean, when he should have been the MVP of the season that year. And it was amazing. I mean, he's one of the strongest people, other than maybe Prince, that I can think of. I mean, he is, and I don't think he really knows how strong he is. He's one of those people, he puts his hands on you, and I don't think he knows he's trying to hurt you or knows he's hurting you, but it's generally mm-hmm. not feeling well for whoever he's grabbing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Good. I mean, you mentioned earlier he's a really, really good athlete. He was like a two-sport athlete, was he not?
I'm telling you, I've played hoop with him and D. Gordon, and I've never seen anything like it from a professional baseball player be able to move up and down and get up like those two can.
Are you guys allowed to play hoop?
Technically not, but
okay.
We're all grown men. They're not going to be able to tell us.
That's right. Very good stuff there. Yeah, I love the way his power travels, everything. And you brought it up, and I'm glad you said it because it's the one thing I wondered about. You took the opposite direction that I did, Tony, and that I say, you know, I wonder if he got used to the bright lights, if he got used to that big stage. You know, there's a difference playing in Los Angeles and playing in a lot of other cities. And maybe, you know, I know somebody from the Padres said, gosh, you know, I hope it's not going to turn him off, you know, if in fact it's a Tuesday night at Petco Park and it's not as exciting as it was in Los Angeles.
At the end of the day, Matt enjoys playing baseball.
Yeah.
So I don't think that'll be an issue. I think if anything, you know, being in those lights, it'll wear you down. I mean, it's a stressful, stressful life, especially if you want to partake in the bright lights, you know. So, you know, as he's what, 28?
30, somewhere in that range.
He's getting to that age probably now where this is a good change. I mean, he just bought a house out here, mm-hmm. so he's a new San Diegan.
He lives here,
right? He lives out here,
yes. I think that sort of stuff matters.
Yeah, it absolutely matters. I mean, you don't. It's something to be said about Southern California weather for athletes. I mean, when you're not getting ready in cold weather night in, night out, and not that L.A. is any that much mm-hmm. cooler than San Diego, but it's a different ball game out here.
Surprise Rollins, another teammate of yours. Rollins ends up in Los Angeles?
No, I think the person who's probably most disappointed is D. That was like his idol. And he's getting ready to play with him, and in 5 minutes, he's getting shipped off to somewhere else. So, no, it doesn't surprise me at all. Jimmy's one of those guys where it doesn't matter. You can put him on Mars, and he's gonna show out and do his thing. He makes every routine play. He'll make a few of the plays he shouldn't make. and he's consistent. He's going to consistently get you his, your 20 homers. He's going to hit 260. He's going to have 30 stolen bases. He's going to be have a high on base percentage. You know, that's just Jimmy. He's just a good pick. It's a good pickup for the Dodgers.
Now we've seen pictures of Kemp courtside at Staples Center. Are you going to be able to hook him up courtside at Viejas so we can watch San Diego State? Is he going to be okay with that? Courtside at Viejas versus courtside at Staples?
At this point, the trade-off might be in my favor. You know, if I get him courtside tickets for the state game, I need to definitely be on courtside for the Laker games. I think it's a pretty even trade right now.
You still want those tickets?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a Laker heart. I'm a Laker fan.
I know.
It doesn't matter. They could be go 0-82. And all it would do is make me happy because they'd have the first pick in the draft.
Oh, man, Kobe's having an interesting year, isn't he?
You know what,
though? Every day it's something new with Kobe.
It is, but I appreciate it. It seems like he's in it. Like, it doesn't matter that they suck right now. He's gonna go out there and play, and as a fellow athlete, you appreciate that.
You know what else I was thinking about since this is going to be the only 60 seconds I'm talking about the NBA? Remember when everybody thought Steve Kerr was going to go to the Knicks?
Wow, that's...
In last offseason, people... Well, I don't know that they thought.
But
they
as a coach.
Right, as the coach.
Yes.
Yeah, the Knicks are 4-24, I think. And what is Golden State now, 19-2? I think he made the right choice?
He made the right choice, yeah, absolutely. If you look at the roster, it was a pretty easy choice, really. Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, right. I don't see. You can have Steph Curry, and you can have Klay Thompson, and Andrew Bogut, or you can have Carmelo.
And you can play in Golden State and not have the media attention, and be in New York, suck, and have the media attention. I don't know if you really want that.
Hey, you have something that we were happy to promote. What do you got cooking here in town?
Well, next weekend, we're starting the first annual Tony Gwynn Camp 19 presented by Fitness Quest 10. They've stepped up and decided to be our biggest sponsor, helping us out. Main reason why I'm doing it is I think it's the best way to continue my dad's legacy. One of the things my dad really enjoyed doing after he got done playing was coaching. I think everybody knows that he really enjoyed watching kids kind of go on and they start to get better. I think he really enjoyed that, and I think the best way to continue that is to keep it going and start it with a younger generation.
So how do people get involved? How do they get information?
If you go to camp19.com.
Camp the number 19. One
camp
nine.
The number 19.com. You can register and check out our website and see all the things we got going on there. It's the 20th and 21st of December, ages 8 to 18, really.
Hmm.
We're going to have Strassi's going to come by and speak one day. My Uncle Chris is going to come by and speak one day. We're going to have Quentin Berry will be there. It's going to be nice. I think it'll be a lot of fun for the kids. I think they'll really enjoy it and really learn some stuff.
I saw your uncle. He was patrolling that lobby like he was a member of the media this past couple days. I saw him walking back and forth all over the place.
You know what?
I was like, there he goes again.
Yeah,
oh,
he's not the most comfortable person in that setting, you know. So I can see him pacing up and down just so that he doesn't have to have too many conversations.
Let's say you're going to be hands-on?
Absolutely. I'll be out there. I don't know if I'll be in full uni. I'm having a hard time finding some baseball pants right now, believe it or not.
What?
Yeah, you know, I've just misplaced them. I don't know where they are. I got some Philly ones. I got the old San Padre ones. And I don't want to bring those back. They don't even wear those colors no more. So I don't know what I'm going to do at this point. But I'll be out there, hands-on. It should be a lot of fun. Two-day camp.
Well, good. We're happy. I always used to like, you know, you talked about how your dad would do all that sort of stuff when he was working with local TV here. They always used to do that pregame stuff. And, man, I'll tell you what. Like, I don't know how many superstars do this. Like, he's out there in that park at the park at Petco.
Yeah.
And he's, like, putting balls on tees and teaching little kids how to hit. And I'm sitting there going, gosh, I wonder if people realize that this doesn't happen anyplace else with this caliber of player and person.
I think that was one of the ways my dad really, you know, was able to link up with people, you know, who didn't play baseball because he enjoyed talking about it. And if you had an ear and you wanted to hear something about baseball, my dad would happily oblige you and give you all the information he possibly could. And he enjoyed talking about it. I think that's what made him happy.
Oh, I know. We loved it, man. We miss him. Camp 19 for all the details. Camp coming up 8 to 18, so you don't accept 42-year-olds, washed-up radio hosts?
You know, I don't know if, you know, the body's going to be able to learn as much.
You're not responsible for our hamstrings?
Well, they got to sign a waiver anyway, so I think I'd be good on that.
Also, I know you brought in, I just see a six-pack here.
Me and Marty have talked about out my dad's beer for quite a bit.
Extensively.
So I told her next time I came in, I'd bring her a six-pack. We actually just did the bottle release. What was that, about 2 weeks ago?
You can't get these. They sold 119 six-packs, and they had people lined up outside the door. I tried to bribe my way. I tried to make phone calls. I tried to drop your name, Darren. I couldn't get anything. They were gone, and they're not even back yet, but they're going to be available in different stores. But this is, I love this.
Look really good under the tree, wouldn't it?
It would. It definitely would.
By the way,
a great gift.
It'll make the Padre fans happy because I'll tweet out a picture. The six pack carrier, it's the brown and yellow. It's the old Padre brown and yellow. The bottle's brown and yellow with the orange pale ale 394, which we all know is Tony Gwynn's highest batting average in 1994. This stuff it's great.
You're on board with brown?
No. Am I bored with it?
No, on board with the brown.
Oh, I think you said am I bored with it.
No.
Absolutely, I'm on board with it.
You're on board with the local brown.
I think it's probably one of the best uniforms that has ever come out, myself.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like that uni. I like the old A's unis, right? Like
yes.
The distinctive green.
I like that kind of stuff. You know, it's time to bring it back. I'm tired of the bright colors. It's getting a little
old. Well, we have now. No influence, do you?
We don't.
No, we don't.
I don't have any influence either, apparently. You know, I've talked about this brown uniform.
If you were to ask,
when I was here in San Diego, I begged for us to have to get to wear the old uniforms. I think we got to wear them one, but we only got to wear the whites. So we didn't get to wear the browns.
Right.
But you know what, though? And I think your dad would tell us his story, is the players hated wearing the brown.
They did. They couldn't stand it.
They hated the brown, which is why I'm like, man, the fans are so sentimental, but the players hated it. So if you were to ask Matt Kemp, when you talk to him.
See, but I'm also.
What does he think about playing in the brown and yellow uniforms? I do wonder. You know, maybe it's different now.
Matt could be a model if he wasn't playing, I'm sure. So he probably doesn't like the brown.
Could be. What do you mean could be?
I mean.
Google images. He looks, like some of these pictures with him.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, so he is a model on the side then, I guess. But I would bet that he probably doesn't like it. I mean, it's not. I mean, you've seen him in the neon yellow and the blue for so long. I mean, I think he started that trend in baseball. You know, the guy's wearing neon yellow, and it has nothing to do with the color of the uniform.
Did you ever go to one of his soap parties? What do they call them? His foam parties?
No, my wife wouldn't let me go to those things. I have to stay at home.
Those things.
Hey, man, good to see you. Thank you so much for stopping in.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Always appreciate it. And again, Camp 19, all the details coming up here December 21st and 22nd.
20th and 21st. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. And we're on Twitter.
Awesome. Thank you, Tony.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Tony Gwynn Jr. stopping by in Studio 224. Darren Smith, San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090.
This is catch and shoot, by the way, sports fans. Catch and shoot.
Andre Miller. Miller. Lob it for Beal. Flips it up and scores. Flips it up and scores from under the basket. Bradley Beal scores. The Wizards win. The Magic are stunned. Unbelievable.
Rebound Hammonds. Shot at the buzzer. Good if it goes. Off the front rim. Off the front rim. The ball game is over. Belongs to San Diego State. By a hair. By a whisker. Woo!
And that is it. So St. John's now 5-0 here at Carneseca on the season as they raise their record to 7-1 overall.
Draymond to the timeline and the streak goes on. Horn sounds, ball game over. Final score, Warriors 105 and the Rockets 93. This heart is
all right, 2:32 on San Diego Sports Leader, the Mighty 1090. It is time for the Valley View Casino Play of the Day. Darren Smith with you here till 3 o'clock. Tony Gwynn Jr. hanging out in studio. Camp 19. Check it out, 8 to 18 years of age. Coming up in a couple weekends. Perfect gift right before the holidays. Well, we've got some stuff to give away before we get out of here. I have $250 to give away to Unicorn Jewelry and Watch Boutique. We're going to be there a week from today, a week from this Thursday. I also have a Cozy Pod pajama. You do holiday shopping on your own? How do you do that, Tony?
I mean, it depends on the year. Sometimes I'm a cyber guy. Sometimes I actually take myself out and go to the mall.
You go to the mall?
Yeah.
And have a plan? Like, you know what you're looking for?
Oh, yeah. I don't go to the mall unless it's too stressful just to go in there and just walk around. I break out in sweat, so I have a very decisive plan when I walk in. Which stores? How I'm going to get to these stores so that just the quickest way I can do this, and I'm out. That's why I don't like really shopping with my wife.
Because she likes no plans.
No plan at all. It's just go in there and see what happens. I don't like that.
What's the big gift this holiday season? I don't have children. What do all the kids want?
Oh, my kids want everything they see on TV, but I think they both are, all of them are really asking for, like, scooters, like the kind of, like, electric scooters that they got going out. They really want those.
How old are your kids?
7, 5, and 3, and all of them are daredevils. They just...
So old enough, yeah. You get them scooters, you better get helmets and everything else.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Scooters for the holidays. I love it that you're going to go wander around. So this year, is it going to be a mall plan or is it going to be a cyber plan?
It's probably going to be a mall plan because I've waited too long probably. Mm-hmm. It's too close now, so I'm going to have to go to the mall, which I'm really dreading, honestly. I hate the mall.
I'm with you. I don't know how football players do it. Because they're actually, like, preparing, right?
Right.
Like, and they got Peyton Manning and Tom Brady in back-to-back weeks. And then after that, they're on the road. They got to play San Francisco, and they got to play Kansas City. How does a Charger player go and find time to go wander around a mall?
I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
I mean, I guess it benefits that their practice facility is really close, but that's the only benefit. I mean, I wouldn't really want to. Last thing I want to do after practice like that is go to the mall and do more shopping and walking around.
No way.
You know, after you work out or do something like that, it's time to sit.
I'm with you, man. I dread it. I haven't even thought about it this year. I don't even know what anybody wants. I really don't. I mean, could just get them gift cards. Is that a tacky gift?
Absolutely. I think that's what I do. Gift cards. Absolutely.
Listen, I don't want to put clothes on. Like, you take care of this.
There's nothing worse than giving somebody a gift and then finding out they took it back because they didn't like it or it was the wrong size. So save your heart and just give them a gift card. That way your feelings are hurt when they take it back. It's like, oh, I had to take your gift back, man. It didn't really work for me.
Didn't work for me, right? Yeah, it didn't really my style.
Right.
And you're inconveniencing that person.
Right,
you gotta go someplace and, like, stand in a line.
Forget the fact that you stood in line probably a lot longer than they're going to stand in line to return it.
You got that right. All right, so we do this bit every day. It's called the Valley View Casino Play of the Day. I'm sure you're a big listener to the program, so you're familiar with this. And what we do is we try to guess from the previous day, like, what could potentially have been the most important play happening in all of sports. Now, we have some basketball there. We heard a little bit from Ted Leitner. Heard a little bit from last night's NBA action. I think I heard a little Warriors clip in there, if I'm not mistaken. Did I hear the Warriors clip? I believe I did.
Yeah, did you hear the St. John's clip?
I did hear the St. John's clip. I don't think that's going to make the cut, though. I was happy that Lavin made it on Rome today. That was a nice little treat. They play Long Beach next week.
Was that St. John's?
Yeah. It's my squad.
You think they can get my man some actual short shorts so he can stop rolling them up?
Obekpa?
Oh, my God. It's so tacky.
I know.
It's brutal.
It's brutal. I agree with
you. Like, just go ahead and get the 80 shorts. I mean, I'm sure they can order them.
I don't know. Well, it's an Under Armour deal now. Like, they got one of those deals, the sponsorship deals. And so they
Under Armour can't make the short shorts?
Well, I mean, they're not pro players, right? They're college players.
I mean, they're still making the company pretty good money.
That's not even the worst look on the court for St. John's. You know what it is?
What is it?
Lavin. He wears that zipper up thing underneath his
yes,
coat.
Yes, he does.
Looks terrible.
That's pretty bad, too. That's pretty bad. I
guess that part of
that.
His deal, he wears a zip up. He looks like he's wearing a wetsuit underneath his sport coat.
It looks like, when you first glance at it, it looks like he's trying to cut weight, like if he's playing Pop Warner football.
He's
you
a
know,
jockey.
Yeah, wearing the trash bag joint underneath it.
I'm so impressed that you caught a little St. John's basketball action. I'm usually alone on this one.
I'm a sports guy, so if I can see some good sports, I'm going to watch it.
Okay, well, at least in the top 25, they're better than they have been in years past. But
yes,
you're right, it's funny that you pay that close of attention. Chris Obekpa is his name, and he's the center. You saw him against Syracuse, probably, wearing the short shorts?
Say again, I'm sorry?
Did you see him against Syracuse?
I didn't.
Or
I
last
didn't.
Night you saw him?
I saw him last night, yeah.
Okay.
I saw him last night, and I saw him that very first night where it became like an issue.
Right.
Like, what's wrong with his shorts? Oh, he's got them rolled up.
Yeah, he tucks them under. It's not a good look
brutal
at all. I'm going to go with Warriors on this. Marty, I don't know if you have a guess, and then Tony has a guess.
Well, I'm going to go with San Diego State finding a way to squeak out a comeback from behind win at home against Long Beach. I mean, that was a tough one. I was watching the timeline. I got your text about, these Aztecs are in trouble, so I'm going to go with them finding a way to win at home.
Yeah,
that would have been tough
to
lose in back-to-back fashion like that.
Long Beach,
especially at
Long
home.
Beach State, is not a bad team, though. You know,
they got some players.
I watched them a little bit last year, and a lot of those guys came back. They got a pretty good team. I mean, I'm not saying that San Diego State should have only won by one point, but it's certainly not a surprise that they made that a game.
You know what was interesting, too? It's not just that they won, and I know it wasn't on standard television last night. It was on ESPN3.com, which I get in my living room. I know Marty doesn't. Do you get ESPN3?
Yeah, absolutely.
Your smart TV, right? Apple TV?
Absolutely, yep.
See, we got to help her out, man. She doesn't even have high def.
Marshall, what's going on?
How do you, you know what? I know this might sound a little bougie, but I'm just saying, like, watching HDTV and then trying to flip over to regular TV, it takes a good 5 minutes for your eyes to readjust back to it.
Yeah, it's but like, if all of you've really watched at home is ready? Standard def, then you don't know what you're missing.
I mean, but you're in here every day. Though. These are HDTVs.
I don't have time to watch this stuff.
Okay, see, that's why. See, if you ever have time to sit there and watch this, you won't be able to go home and watch TV.
Well, you just mentioned have a plan for Christmas.
Yes. There it is.
Somebody HDTV. Should have this plan. HDTV. They're probably on sale. What size television would you like? 42-inch?
That's perfect.
Okay. I'm just going to write that down there. Maybe we'll think about it. I like the Aztec call. I'll tell you what, too. I mean, they had to have it, and they were down. They were down like 7, 8, 9 at one point in the second half, and you'd sat and say, oh, man, this team is in big trouble. They are in big trouble. They can't score. I don't know that they can overcome this kind of deficit, and they figured out a way to do it, and they hit a couple big shots. They still have issues with turnovers. I'm telling you, the turnovers are a bigger deal than the shooting percentage right now. Shooting
Absolutely.
Percentage would be better. Turnovers, they can't quite figure out, like, who's the primary ball handler up the court. Winston's having problems, so
that's generally the only way other teams are going to score against mm-hmm. them is if they have a lot of turnovers, because
yeah.
they have probably one of the better defenses, half court defenses in all college basketball. So generally, only schools are going to only score if they are getting turnovers from state.
So we have two picks for San Diego State, one pick for the Golden State Warriors last night. Here it is, your Valley View Casino Play of the Day.
Shot at the buzzer, good if it goes, off the front rim. Off the front rim, the ball game is over. Belongs to San Diego State by a hair, by a whisker. Woo! 60-59.
Ted was into that last night, huh?
I enjoy listening to Ted, man.
Woo!
He makes you feel like you're right there in front of court seats.
Woo! Yeah? Ted is, he lives and dies with these some nights.
He does.
I know.
But that's what you want. You want to listen to somebody like that. You don't want to listen to somebody who's boring. I mean, he makes it exciting.
Ted's into it.
Absolutely.
And he's right, too. If people didn't see the end of that game, they might have just seen the box score if you weren't watching. There was a three-quarter court shot at the buzzer taken from the opposite free throw line, and it was on target. It was tracking the bucket. And it just bounced off the front of the rim. That was
that
a lot
hurt.
Closer than most people would give it from all the way back when. Go to Mighty1090.com, identify the Valley View Casino Play of the Day. You could win a lobster buffet courtesy of our friends at Valley View Casino and Hotel. What else we got going on later on today?
For me?
Yeah.
Lakers aren't playing today, so I don't really have nothing.
That's it?
Man, no.
You came straight from a workout.
Yes.
Straight from the facility.
Straight from the facility.
Are you going to FaceTime Matt Kemp and ask him what he thinks about the trade?
No, he probably wouldn't answer anyway if I FaceTimed him. But
probably look at it and go, what is this?
Why is this guy FaceTiming me? I'll decline that and call him back. I think he's probably happy. I mean, I texted him earlier today, and he said he was coming here. And he said, you? Question mark. And I said, do some due diligence for me, brother. Go ahead and put in a good word. But I'm sure he's excited. He's living here. I mean, so he don't have to go anywhere. He gets to live in his own house.
There's huge value in that for a fan base as well. You need somebody in the off season for a local
Absolutely.
Hitting clinic, for a local camp. You know, who's your guy? Who do you call? You call Matt Kemp.
Absolutely.
Becomes the guy. What about you?
Huh?
What about you? Question mark.
There's a few teams we've talked to. Nothing seriously. Yeah, I think as we've seen some of these dominoes fall, I think it'll start picking up here in the next couple of weeks or so. But I'm encouraged. Let's just say that.
Okay. Maybe locally? Can we start any rumors?
Yeah, go ahead. Sometimes rumors start fires, and then all of a sudden it happens. So, yeah, start them up.
All right, we'll start them up in earnest coming up tomorrow. Tony, a pleasure as always, my friend. Thank you again. Tony Gwynn Jr. stopping by here in studio. Before we go, we got $250 to give away. Unicorn Jewelry and Watch Boutique. Now's your chance to find the perfect gift for the holidays. During the 12 days of shopping with Unicorn Jewelry and Watch Boutique, you can join us coming up next Thursday. A week from today, we're going to be at Unicorn at Rancho Bernardo for a live broadcast. Like Tony said, have a plan.
Can't wait for that.
Go out, spruce up your holiday shopping. A chance at $500, a $500 gift card. You must be present to win. We will see you there next Thursday. A question from the show. Who was listening today? Jordan, Marty, anybody listening to the show?
Yeah, there was something Jared Johnson said earlier.
Okay, go
Unless
for it.
Caswell's got something.
No, go for it. Mine was going to be from an interview. It was going to be related to a Padres Dodgers trade, but I think we'll go
with that.
We
do have multiple giveaways, so that's good. Jarrett Johnson joined the show earlier today. He said there's one thing he does not do when facing Peyton Manning anymore. It's something that he's learned over the years. What is that thing?
858-457-1090 and 877-792-1090. Be the first person to call in, and you get $250 to Unicorn Jewelry and Watch Boutique in Rancho Bernardo. Have a plan. Good advice this holiday season. Tony, a pleasure. Good luck with everything. Happy holidays to you and the whole family.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. We will be back. Scott Kaplan and Billy Ray Smith are next on the Mighty 1090.